Welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Mark chapter 7, and I'm really excited to get into it, so let's pray. But before we do, please make sure you like this video, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. We're excited, Lord, to learn from you this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. So, Mark chapter 7, verse 1. This is so interesting what happens here. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now, when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. Now, this is actually Mark explaining, giving us context to what is happening here. He's giving us some background information. And so the Pharisees, they're going to get upset because the disciples haven't washed their hands in a special way, and they're not holding the tradition of the elders. And this is going to make Jesus, I would say, pretty upset. I would have been upset to see the Pharisees and the scribes, not honor the word of God, but they're honoring the teachings of men. And that's exactly what happens here. Verse 4, when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. This is still Mark giving some context. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" This is so good. Verse 7, "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." So what Jesus recognizes is saying, you guys are exalting men's good ideas, men's tradition. You guys are exalting that over the word of God. And so right here it says, and in vain they worship. What he's saying, he's saying, you guys are coming to church, you guys are worshiping not because you love Jesus, but because you love to be seen. Not because you love the Lord, not because you love God, but because you want people to see you. You're not worshiping as a gift to the Lord. You're worshiping as a gift to yourself. You're worshiping for you. You're not worshiping for God. Right? "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." So Jesus is saying what was prophesied was these religious people are going to teach these traditions, these commandments of men, and they're going to say these came from God, and they didn't. Right here. So, "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Verse 8. "For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men by washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do." Jesus is saying, you guys are focused on the wrong thing. You guys have created, listen to me, this is what happened. You guys have created a religion based on religious works and traditions, and you've completely rejected the word of God that brings life, healing, and salvation. This is why in Mark chapter 1, you see people leaving the city. You know what was in the city? The synagogues. The churches were in the city. People are leaving the city and they're going into the wilderness. Where are they going? They're going to John the Baptist, who's preaching repentance, who's baptizing people and who's making the way straight for the Lord, right? And he's saying, there's one coming after me. So John the Baptist is actually preaching some godly things. And so naturally, listen, people are looking for truth. People are searching for God. They really are. And when they couldn't find it in the city, in the synagogues, they went out to the wilderness to find John the Baptist. And what were they doing with John the Baptist? Confessing their sins, getting washed, repenting, being baptized. That's what was happening, because this was not established by God right here. It wasn't. that was established by men. What they do, they laid aside the commandments of men. Sorry, they laid aside the commandment of God, and they emphasized as doctrine. It says, this is what we need to do, the traditions of the elders. Verse 9, and he said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Verse 11, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Okay, let's stop right here. Okay, verse 13, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. So here's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, you all love Moses, right? Because they're like, oh, we're from Moses, and Moses said, like, they loved Moses, right? And it's so funny because Jesus is saying, oh, you guys love Moses, but you don't even do what he says. And they make excuses to not do what he says. So this example that Jesus uses is, you know, Moses said, honor your father and your mother. Moses said, honor your father and your mother. And that was a commandment from the Lord. Amen. That was a commandment. That's a commandment of God. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they receive this commandment. They're like, okay, but then this is what they say. It's like, okay, yes, you must honor your father and your mother. But if in any way, like if you had to give money to your parents, or you had to do an act of service for your parents, if you do that for God and not do it for them, if you instead do it for God, that's okay. Like if your parents need help or support, or they need help with something, and you say, no, my services is only to the Lord, my money only goes to the Lord, then that's okay. That's what the Pharisees were saying. They're saying, okay, this is God's commandment, but if you don't want to honor them and serve them and listen to them and you know, support them financially, support them around the house, because really you're supporting the Lord God, then that's okay. They exalted a tradition over the commandment, and now people are being ungodly and they think they're in the right. They think they're okay. This is crazy, because to honor your father and your mother is the first commandment with a promise. When you read this commandment in the Old Testament, it's actually the first commandment with a promise. It says, honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you. Like, it's a good thing. Like God expects for you to honor your father and your mother. And actually, if we go back a verse, it says, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother. Then you no longer. So now they don't have to honor the father and mother, because really they're honoring the Lord. And it makes the word of God of no effect. And now that blessing that is supposed to be for children, to honor the father and the mother, and really your whole life you should honor your father and your mother. Because the Bible doesn't say honor your father and your mother until you're an adult or until you're 18. It doesn't say that. It just says honor your father and your mother, period, right? Or that it may be well with you. So anyway, so Jesus is saying, you guys are exalting these traditions and things that really excuses. And it's what Paul says in Romans, it's a form of godliness, but they deny its power. It's a form of godliness. You know, washing your hands, that's a godly thing. And you know, instead of giving your service to your parents or support to your parents, give it to the Lord. That's godly. No, you're rejecting the things that God has asked us to do. God's commandments over men's commandments. Amen. And then, so when he called, verse 14, when he called all the multitude to himself, He said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from the outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man." Verse 16, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him?" Verse 19, "Because it does not enter his heart but his stomach, and all is eliminated, thus purifying all foods." And he said to them, "What comes out of a man that defiles him? What comes out of a man that defiles a man?" Verse 21, "From within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." Oh, man. So here's what we're seeing here, okay? Here's what Jesus is saying. He's saying they're exalting these traditions of, you know, these special and ceremonial washings. And Jesus is saying, listen to me. They can wash their hands as much as they want. They can wash the cups as much as they want. They can wash the couches as much as they want. But it's not going to make their heart clean. It's not. When they eat with clean hands and they eat food, it's all going to your stomach and it's going to be eliminated. Jesus is using this actual example. He's saying, you know, cleaning these cups and the bowls and the couches and your hands. Listen, making all these things on the outside clean is not going to make your inside clean. Because out of the inside, out of your heart, that's where unforgiveness resides. That's where anxiety, depression, hurts and pains, you know, anger and evil mount. And he goes through that list of things that they proceed out of our heart. Here's what Jesus is saying. Listen, you eat with dirty hands, it's not going to make you a murderer, right? You eat, you know, if you don't clean the couch, if you don't wash your hands, if you don't clean the copper bowls, it's not going to make you a liar and a sinner. That's what Jesus is saying. And listen to me. Listen to me, church. Could it be? And listen, all of us had to examine our own lives. And I'm asking you today to examine your prayer life. Because sometimes our prayer life has way more to do with the external than the internal. With what's outside of the body rather than what's inside of our heart. And here's what I mean. Sometimes our prayers are more centered around, "Jesus, change this situation. Jesus, change this person. Jesus, give me this thing. Jesus, give me that thing." Now, I'm not saying those things are wrong. I'm not saying it's not good to desire things, because God said, you know, if you seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you, right? So there's a reality that God can do a lot of things in our life, but the key is seeking first the kingdom. And many of us seek first answers to prayer before we seek first the face of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to say it again. Some of us seek, how do I say it? Some of us seek more the answers to prayers rather than seeking His presence. That's what I'm trying to say. And I want to challenge you that this week when you're praying, pray for God to change your heart. Pray to enter into His presence and let His presence, His goodness, His peace heal your heart. Because what I have found in my life is many times when we want God to change circumstances, when we want God to change people, or we want God to do this or to do that, many times when we want that to happen, God is saying, "Let me heal your heart." Because if your heart is whole, if your heart is at peace, if your heart is healed, then those external things aren't issues anymore. They're not. It's like with Martha and Mary. Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Martha was serving Jesus. And Martha tells Jesus, "Jesus, fix Mary, because Mary should be helping me. So Jesus, talk to Mary." Martha is telling Jesus, we can't even say it was a prayer, you know, Jesus, can you help my sister? Can you tell my sister to help me? In the name of Jesus, amen. That could have been a prayer, right? And that's all that prayer is just talking to our God, our Father, right? So Martha prays, right? She talks to Jesus, Jesus, if you really care, you would tell Mary to get up and help me. And Jesus said, one thing is needed. Now, is it important to serve Jesus and obey his commandments? Yes, of course, but seek first his kingdom. Seek first the king. Seek first the king's face. And so Jesus said, listen, those dishes will be there. They'll be there. But I'm here right now. And Mary chose the good thing right now, because right now what we need is for you to sit at my feet. Right? So Jesus' response to Martha telling him to fix Mary is, draw near to me. Come closer to me. Come on, that's good. When Martha says, Jesus, fix Mary, Jesus says, Martha, come near. Come at my feet and listen to my word. Amen? So it's not an outward thing. Our prayers may be way less focused on fixing that person, fixing this person, fixing this job, fixing, you know, whatever it is. And listen, pray for your family, pray for your finances. But those prayers should flow out of you seeking first his presence. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that today we are encouraged, God, to seek your kingdom first, Lord. And not seek the blessing, not seek the results of prayer, God. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. All right, well, that will conclude today's Daily Hope. If you haven't already, please make sure you like this video and you subscribe to our channel. Before I let you go, I want to remind you that people are our heart, generosity is our opportunity, excellence is our spirit, smiling is our favorites, and Jesus is our Lord. And hey, if Daily Hope is blessing you in any way, I encourage you to become a monthly partner in supporting Daily Hope. And that link will be at the end of this video. Guys, have a wonderful day. Tomorrow will be in Mark chapter 8.